everyone. I'm Gretchen Bailey with Optometry Times. And today I am joined by Dr. Ben Gaddy from Louisville, Kentucky, and he is co-chair of the Vision Expo meetings. Ben, thanks so much for talking with me today.
Yeah, thanks, Gretchen. Really excited to talk about our upcoming meeting. Just being able to get back into the community of our colleagues, our industry, just, you know, and especially our patients. It's been what a renaissance. So really excited that we're going to have this. So what I want to do is I want to share my screen and put up, there we go.
You have a bunch of sessions and a bunch of hours that you're offering, and this will be held now in Orlando early June as opposed to New York City in March. So are you offering the same amount of sessions and hours as you have in the past?
Yeah, that's a good question, Gretchen. First of all, the move to Orlando was one, I think was a really insightful move by the Vision Council and Reed Exhibitions. Just due to the slower recovery in New York City and, you know, just the whole and, you know, the whole climate. And I think Orlando has already had some meetings and been able to prove that it's a good spot. So we're excited about the move. I'm not sure if that's going to be permanent or not. I always get that question. That's way beyond my pay scale. But nonetheless, we're excited to be down there. But we did shrink the program, anticipating, as would be expected, a somewhat smaller crowd. I do know we have well over 5,000 people registered for the meeting. Some of those, of course, are staff from our office, technicians, opticians. We are also hosting the Opticon meeting within our meeting as well. So we'll have a pretty diverse players from the industry involved. But we did shrink the program some. I would say it's probably about 60% of the size of our typical Vision Expo program.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, you want to tell me about some of the things that attendees can look forward to. So let's jump to it.
Yeah, thanks. So first of all, I wanted to just highlight some of the people involved in bringing this program together. They're all, you know, stalwarts in the profession. Dr. Mark Dunbar from Bascom Palmer is my co-chairman, and we work hand in hand, trying to put together this massive program. Doug DeVries from Nevada has been involved for a long time in our committee. Mike Kling, we brought on board to do our business part of our program, which is very important. And he's a very successful practitioner in Southern California there in San Diego. Tom Quinn, probably as you know, one of your good friends, one of the just icons of the contact lens side. And then we have really our founding fathers, if you will, of Jack Schaefer and Kirk Smick, both very good friends of mine. And Kirk, of course, I followed him from the AOACE committee. I took over his chair when he left there and went to Vision Expo. And then when he decided that he was going to move out of clinical practice and kind of semi-retire, he asked that I come in and take over as the co-chair. So great. And then, of course, we have an ophthalmologist, Vince Young, does a great job trying to integrate the optometry and ophthalmological programs. So just wanted to highlight those folks, of course. And now let me scroll down here to our program. And our program starts on Wednesday, June 2nd. So it's a Wednesday to Saturday program this year. And to start it off, we have our Global Contact Lens Forum. And this has really grown into one of the industry's larger standalone meetings within a larger meeting. This year we're going to have just a really great program. We're doing a roadmap series throughout our Vision Expo East program this year, and it's really a roadmap for practitioners to go from nuts to bolts, from, you know, just getting started to advanced cases. We wanted to try and give everyone somewhere along that continuum to jump in whatever disease state it is. And so we're going to start with basically going into contact lens practices with Tom Quinn. We're going to be looking at the billing coding, getting into some of the scleral programs, and starting to look at myopia control as well. The contact lens field is really just, when I look at all of eye care and look at all the innovation and just kind of new foundations out there. Contact Lenses really leads the way, in my opinion. So really excited about that. That's a great program, and that program is free. That afternoon, we start with our with a competition, if you will. Some of the profession's most well-known speakers have a showdown. This is a competition. It's kind of like a massive Jeopardy program, and there will be a winner at the end of all this. And Mark Dunbar moderates this, and it's really fun. A lot of good collegial jabbing going back and forth. And then just briefly, the overview of the rest of the educational program that starts in earnest on Wednesday afternoon. We have glaucoma tracks, again, with this roadmap type of concept, anterior segment covering everything from dry eye to meibomian gland dysfunction, you know, laser surgical procedures, IPL, all the way, you know, to Demodex. So our anterior segment tracks are great. We have the greatest anterior segment course ever and the greatest contact lens course ever, which traditionally have been our greatest courses ever. To be honest with you, they typically in our IMAX theaters draw anywhere from 300 to 400 people. So great
course. So the title is not a misnomer then. It actually is the greatest course ever.
It is the greatest. Just don't tell Jack Schaefer that.
I will not.
Yeah, it'll go to his head. So we really try and cover every topical area that practicing optometrists would need today, from low vision to binocular vision, pediatrics, oral, topical pharmacology, myopia management. We've really tried to put together concentrated tracks where the programming is contiguous. It lends to furthering the development of whatever area you would like to further pursue. So with that, I'm not going to go into any exact specific courses unless you have some questions that I could answer.
Well, the only question that I have is, will this be the same program that will take place in Las Vegas in September for Vision Expo West?
Yeah, that's a good question. Typically what we've done, COVID has interrupted our cycle a little bit. But typically what we have done is we've developed the program once and delivered it twice. Obviously, whatever comes out of the East meeting, we'll have some learnings. We may have some refinements. We may want to add some content, remove some content. But in general, we try and re-deliver that in Vegas. Our crossover rate of attendance is about 3%. And some of those are probably the speakers and the industry people that have to go to everyone. But so we've found that to be pretty effective, pretty easy to work with in terms of our sponsors and our grant request processes and things of that nature. One other thing I wanted to highlight, I'm sorry that I forgot, is our Vision Series over lunch. Our Vision Series has become very, very popular when you sign up for one of those. It includes lunch. It's 1 hour, and it's sponsored typically by some of our industry's leading companies and given by some of the biggest names. So you get to hear all the innovations of all the new products for our major bellwether companies in our industry, and always very popular. It's great to get a lunch, especially in some place like Orlando or Vegas or New York back in the day when it's not easy to just jump out and grab something to eat in a 45-minute period, over that break. So wanted to highlight that as well.
Well, this all sounds fabulous, Ben. I look forward to catching some of these classes, and I look forward to seeing you in Orlando. Thank you so much.
Yeah, look forward to giving you a big hug.
Have a
great travels. Take care. Bye-bye.